Step 5. Admit it to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 5. And freedom came. From Michelle in Plymouth. So, I'd completed the searching of Phyllis' moral inventory, which was long and had been an emotional journey. Now I needed to read it out to my sponsor. When I was in treatment, I'd spent weeks writing a life story, which I read out to one of the counsellors. She promptly shredded it. All my hours of honest soul-searching and hard work disappeared, deleted, erased in a nanosecond. I had been peeved. Now my experience was reading a long list, whilst my sponsor patiently listened, and occasionally identified and shared similar resentments, behaviours and harms with me. It took several hours. I was exhausted when it had been completed, and as it says in the big book, I returned home to the quiet solace of my home, heart and mind, to reflect on the first 5 steps, rechecking my actions to date to ensure I had been rigorously honest and thorough in order to lay a firm foundation for the rest of the programme. I felt emotionally spent, a little downhearted, and my mind began questioning what it had all been for, to feel so rubbish. I went to bed and slept well. A couple more days passed of feeling flat and a little defeated, but I continued with my daily disciplines and, as my sponsor suggested, was gentle with Michelle, not taking on too much each day. Then day 4, post my step 5, and the freedom came. I had ceased fighting anything or anyone, and felt as though the heavy load which I'd carried with me for years had been taken from me, had been completely removed. I felt lighter than I'd ever felt before, with resentments gone and a feeling of peace I never knew existed. For me, my faith in the programme of AA was secured, and I wanted more and more of what this process had so freely given. I rang my sponsor and exclaimed, "I feel great and I haven't taken anything." She laughed and said, "Enjoy, as this too shall pass." The longer I'd been in recovery, the longer the periods of this peace, and this today, this can last several days, even a week at a time. As I've heard said by many in AA, and I too pass on to others, don't leave before the miracle happens. If you're honest, open-minded and willing, the miracle will happen. End.